did something really bad. No, I'll send my location. Come in. Don't freak out, okay? So, there she is. Well, it's not like I... Okay, maybe I did plan it, but... Shush, I said be quiet or else the neighbors will hear. You got that? I said not to freak out. We need a story. A reason she died. She was unstable and unhappy, and she decided to kill herself, right? How's that for the story? I hit her with an axe, yeah. I don't know. She fell off a cliff and hit her head? Like, I don't know what you want me to say. She needs to disappear. Never to be found. Never to be autopsied. Let me think. Her phone. And they are impossible to hide, so we need to move her things somewhere, and her body somewhere else. Are you following along with me? Okay, where do we put... I need you to shut up right now. I'm thinking. Looks like there's a state, a forest, 30 minutes from here. We bury her in the woods. You want to throw the past times I got jealous in my face right now? Okay. No one was killed, right? I'm not a killer. I told you I'm taking care of it whilst you are standing around and not helping me right now. Unless you want to take care of it. Shit, okay. Back where I used to live, there was this guy named Luke who came after me because of... some certain circumstances, right? I broke him down and... yeah, with a saw. It was a... well, eventually it was a meat grinder that I had to... yeah, it was your grinder. Okay, well, what is your idea, huh? Do you have a better one? No, of course not, because you don't do anything. In my defense, this situation happened because of a certain someone. That's rich coming from you. I shouldn't have to feel jealous all the time because of how you behave in front of other women. You have no regard for the consequences that take place, okay? Look at her. Look at this. You put a woman in danger. Where are you going? You know what? No. You can deal with her. I mean, come on, you care way more about her than me anyway, right? Of course not. Grab her leg and hold her still. What do you mean, what am I going to do? Isn't it obvious? Think, we are on a limited amount of time before people will start to notice that she's disappeared. Not to mention she has a husband. Come on, I saw the way you looked at her, of course. There could have been something happening between you two, even if she did have a husband. She didn't look like she was very happy with him anyway. She was a threat to our relationship. Okay. Hold her leg tight. On the count of three. One. Two. I can't do it. I can't do it. I know I have done it in the past, but it's not like it happens on a daily basis, okay? I have to be prepared. You know what? Scratch the idea. Get her in the car. Oh, and here. I'll put this hat on and drive out to the woods just in case the police try to identify it was her driving through the security cameras. Come on. Her car is just around the corner. There's no security cameras there. It's safe. And no one will be able to see out the windows and identify us properly. God, she's heavy. You have a fucked up taste in women. Okay. Swing her leg around. Good job. Now. You go back into the house and make sure that we have a proper alibi, just in case we get, you know, questioned. I'll drive her out and bury her somewhere in the secluded area. Everything's going to be alright, okay? And you better not try anything funny while I'm out. Take my phone. I don't want it tracking the location to where she's buried. You love me, right? I love you too. Now go.